This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. As we continue the study of last time in regard to the things you should treasure, you'll recall that we had used as a scriptural background for our study the words of Paul in the first chapter of the book of Philippians, verses 9 through 11. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all discernment, so that ye may approve the things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and void of offense unto the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are through Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Note carefully Paul's statement in verse 10, so that ye may approve the things that are excellent. And that means to put first things first. It means to place value on the things that are of real value. Last time we had noted that you should treasure your life, you should treasure your time, you should treasure your parents, you should treasure your own family from the standpoint of your husband and wife, and today we note you should treasure your family from the standpoint of your own children. Now it may be that I'm speaking to young people who are not as yet married, and you may say to yourself, but I have no children, this lesson isn't for me. But I want to emphasize that you ought to even now be looking forward to the time that you will be married, to the time that you will be either a father or a mother. And I would like to urge you in the choosing of your husband or wife to remember that you're choosing not only a husband or wife, but also a father or mother to your children. I challenge you today to dare to think far enough into the future to envision the person that you're marrying as being the father or the mother of your children. Think about the advantage or disadvantage you will be giving them by marrying this person or that person. The Apostle Paul made clear in the letter to the Ephesian Christians, in the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 1, these words, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but nurture them in the chastening and admonition of the Lord." You have a great responsibility, if you are already a parent, to bring up, that is, to educate your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Actually, that passage carries the idea of the total training of the child, body, mind, and spirit. There are people who would move heaven and earth, who would sell everything they have in order to raise the money to give their children what they need physically. If they needed to go to the hospital to have an operation, they would sell automobiles, lands and houses, stocks and bonds, even go and borrow the money in order that the child might have the medical care that he needs. And this would be the right thing to do. But many people who would do that, and who would even be greatly concerned if their children were not getting the right kind of training in arithmetic and history and so forth, give little or no concern at all to the training of those children in the things that pertain to God, in the Word of God. I plead with you today to recognize that you ought to treasure your family. You ought to treasure your husband or wife, to love them and to act kindly toward them, to be courteous to them in all of the affairs of daily living, and to treasure your children as the greatest possession you have. Truly bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Be faithful in carrying them to worship God. Be regular in attendance and Bible study. Be regular in your study of the Bible at home with them. Bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. May all of us choose to do and to treasure the things that really should be treasured.